I did. Well, Tommy, so it says over here, Umen Nehemen, that we believe the human. Migu, why do we believe the human over here? Migu Dibo Yomale Lakuchi Biyodi. Since the human has the Migu, could have said, I bought it. Nehemanami Agri is never to say how much he has to pay him. Because it says over here, calls him on the talis is Biyar Umen. The Balabas has to bring the proof. Do you want to get away cheaper? But it says, Bob is Mana, the human is Nehemon. So the question is, why is the human Nehemon? Why do we believe the human? What are we believing for? Because he has a Migu. Migu Dibu Yomalei, Lukuchi Biyodi, Nehemanami Agri. So here you see, an Umen does have a Migu. Even though it was not given over in front of Tuedim, Zechur, you see, not like Abayi, you see, even though without Tuedim, Zechur, Zechur is a riot to Rab, I mean, that since there are no Edim over here, so then the human taker is Nehemon. Even though it's raw, even though we see it by the human, so what? Still the human is Nehemon. Zechur, you see, according to Rab, it's all totally whether Edim there or not. It's not totally in raw whether we see it by him or not, like Abayi learns. Because here we see it by the human, and still the human is never to say how much he made the price. Why, the Gemara says, because he has a Migu, he could have said he bought it. So here it's a Raya to Rabbah, that it's all Tully, whether we have Edom or not. So Gemara says, Lord, it's not the Pshat. The Yerlam really are Tayyid the Lek Edom. True, we're talking about right now, there are no Edom here. But Vuhudu Lairo, we're talking about right now, only in a case where we do not see it by the human. And if Nami Abayi learns here, it's only because we did not see the Talis right now by the Umen. But Enechnami, if we would see the talis by the Umen, then we hold like Abayi here, that the Umen has no Migu. That since he's not able to say, Herzart it, because it's here right now, therefore the Umen is not able to say the Kuchi Biyodi. He has no Chazok, he has no Nemonis. So there's no Kasho on Abayi. No, Sir Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, it says the Umen ain't no Chazok. Umen's Diyah Kudi ain't no Chazok. Only the workman has no Chazok. But somebody else in the same case, a third party, would have a chazaka. Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Edikate, Mr. Edom over here, Achar Amayesh the chazaka. If this Edom at the Balabas gave it to the third person, so why does he have a right to say he bought it? Like, we know how he got it. The Balabas gave it to him. He did to work on it, to hold it. El Allah, the case, that's what we're talking about, the Lek Edom, the No Edom. But Ketonia still says clearly, Omen in the chazaka. So clearly, Omen does not have a chazaka. Even though it was not given to him in front of Edim, still, calls the man, we see it by the human has no chazaka. Say so, Tiyufta, the rabbi, Tiyufta. So here it's a clear kasha according to Rabbi, and Enachnami, here the locha should be like Abayo, that it's all totally with a rule or not. If we see the talis right now by the human, he's not Nemo to say that he bought it, he has no migu. But Enachnami, if you don't see it by the ad human, then the tailor is Nemo to say that he bought it, with the Migri could have said Hechzart it, could have said he returned it. Alright, we'll stop here.
That's his lesson. Omele Rav Ashi Midomi Hosom Lo Yov Darius Ashtachusa. And now Mishnah, the Ari of the land, didn't do what it was supposed to do. Therefore you can pay back the bad stuff. But Ochovir of the Ari Ashtachusa, you should know that the Kerem produced good grapes. So therefore, Avadi has to give him back 10 barrels of good wine. But a moidi Rav Ashi beinveik the kadum if the grapes were wormy over sod shaloksa biyamreho. And who are then if the field that the bundles got hit when it was on the field? Rashi boimrim biyardin shtuchin liyavish. We have the bundles of wheat on the field to dry out in the summer. All that is still called part of the work. And therefore, if the grapes became wormy, or else this seer got ruined, then you have a right to say, I didn't get any good produce, so therefore I have a right to pay you back from this bad stuff. We're only saying if the grapes grew completely good, and you had good grapes, just later if the wine got spoiled, that has nothing to do with the field. But if the wine, it's the grapes itself were wormy, or the bundles of wheat, when they were drying on the field, became ruined, you have a right to pay back from this ruined stuff. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabel saw the Nechaveroi. If you accept a field from your friend Lazarus Sarim to plant a barley, you're not supposed to plant wheat. Chitim, you accept it to plant wheat? You're allowed to plant barley. In other words, wheat ruins the field more than barley. Therefore, if you accepted it for barley, you're not allowed to do wheat. But if you accepted it for wheat, for sure you're allowed to do barley, it ruins the field less. Yashim Gamliel Oitzer. He says, no, still, now let's change it around. Tfuah, if you accept it to grow, Tfuah, la Yisrena Kitnis, can't grow beans. Kitnis Yisrena Tfuah. Again, Rav Shimon Gamliel Oitzer, no, both ways the oldest Oitzer. Omer Rav Chizda, my time with Rav Shimon Gamliel, what's the Svara? The sake of the Pasuk says, like even the question is, you're not ruining the field. Like Chitim ruined the field more than barley. So if you had permission to grow wheat, why can't you grow barley? That there it is, the Pasuk says, Sheris Yisrael, Layas Avlo, Lo Yadavru Kozoy, Lo Yimtsa Vefiyam Loshen Tarmis. A Jew should not talk, shouldn't say a lie, can't change his words. So since you accepted to grow wheat on it, you're not supposed to change and grow barley. That's what he holds. Even though maybe the owner wouldn't mind so much because it doesn't ruin the field so much, but since you said you were going to do barley or wheat, that's what you have to do. Meis Avakasha. Magvis Purim Purim. The money you collect for Purim, you have to use for Purim. V'yein madatik in medavar. You don't check it out. You're not madatik so much. V'yein oni rishol idach mem ritzula sandoloi. And now if the oni himself, the money he receives for Purim, he has to use it for Purim. He can't use it to buy himself shoelaces. Elim kem hisna miyam b'maymen anshayir. Lest the people in the city will mask him that this money the oni could use to buy shoelaces. Tiber Rebbe Yaakov. Shomer mishum Rebbe Meir. It's the name of Rebbe Meir. However, Shimon Gamliel, Mekel, he is Mekel and says no, that even though the money was given to you for Purim, you're allowed to take the money and buy shoelaces. I lechur, Shimon Gamliel holds, l'yas avla, you can't change now what you're supposed to. Bazafagav de Mishani, l'yisava de makbedin shimidi, l'chosebe, people don't care about it. Here, who you see it's mutter. So why do you say it's also not Mishnah? Om Rabaya, taimud or Shimon, kidemar, like mar. The Yamamar we learned, haiman de nichalei. The Tibur Aryo Lizra, whoever wants to ruin his field, he should plant it 1 year, Chita, Veshosa Sarva the next year, plant barley, Shosa Shesi, Veshosa Sarva, then do it crisscross. So in other words, he owes, that's not the Pshan of Shimon the Mishnah, because he's saying different than you said. Avad, if the owner agrees, would be happy, you're allowed to do it. But here the story is, you're going to ruin the field. If you first plant wheat and then you plant barley, that tanker ruins the field. For Leirmon was only similar to Leir Karev, you didn't plow in between Vitoni. Avul Karev, Vitoni left Lambor. But if you plowed in between, then the fact you plant wheat and then barley, that does not ruin the field. Right, it's Tfuah, the Mishnah said, Leir on a kitchen to you. It took us to plant Tfuah, wheat, you should not plant beans. Masni lay Rav Yehuda l'Ravin. Tfua, if you took it to plant Tfua, he is a reno kitnius. You're allowed to plant the beans. Omer le'ayva, not time we learned the Mishnah, that we learned Tfua lay is a reno kitnius. Omer le'ayva, kash le'no stira. Holon v'alahu, once for us in Israel, once for B'nai Bavel. Omer le'ayva, Yehuda l'Ravin, bar Rav Nachman, Ravin, acha, Rav, my brother, hani, tachlei devay kitna, by these flax, ain't them mishum gezel. Tichlei, Rashi says, Shechlayim Shekurim Krishin Agdilim Bein Apishtim. The strings that grow between the flax, whoever takes it, there's no Issa Gezer. Let us steal it. Oim Dasal Gvulin, was ever stealing on the Gvul, on the boundaries, then Yeshpe Mishum Gezer. Let's not steal. V'yem Hukshul Zera, if it's bad for the seed, Hafil Devei Kitnam Yeshpe Mishum Gezer. Then there's Nissa Gezer. My time, why? My Diyavsid Avsid, whatever was lost already. Then the owner is Makvid, nobody could take it. Omalei, Rav Yudla, Ravin, Bar Rav Nachmin, Ravin Achi, brother, my brother, Hani, Dili, Dilok, what's mine is yours, Dilok, Dili, what's yours is mine. Noig, B'nai Mitzra, the people from the same neighbors were Noig, that Elon, Hanoitea Lakan, a tree that branches over to one side, or Lakan, for Netea Lakan, Lakan, from whichever way it branches, the people could use it. That's the way the meaning was. Yit me'ilu no'im ala meitzar, a tree that's holding by the boundary. Omer Rav, ha'noite lekan lekan, what's facing this way goes to this way. Ha'noite lekan lekan, shumulay manocholkin, they both have right to divide it up. Meitzve, ilu no'im ala meitzar, yachleiku, tiyuf the Rav, tzkashen Rav, tiyigumashmul, leave the Rav, but mamala kol ha'meitzar kula, if it fills up the whole boundary. Yachim ala meitzar, what are you going to tell me then? Of course it's shita. But tzricha de toli tunya, lechad gisar, has a lot of weight on one side. So therefore, it's chiddush to say achleiku. The katim al lemei mamada. I would have thought they'd amalei pulug hachi divided up this way, crossway. Kamashlo and the amalei my cousin the pagasaki pulug hachi. No, you can't divide it one way. You'll get all the thickness of it,
So you have to divide it equally that both of us will get the thickness of it. All right, we'll stop here.
We'll go over the last Gemara again tomorrow.
Yehud Nach Mim Vovim Ralf. Yeah, two dots. Mar says, Tana Rabun, look at a bright like this. Nizchal Fuloi Kalim Di Kalim. The day Suman. Let's say your coat got mistaken for somebody else's coat. You gave your coat to the tailor, and when he came to pick up your coat, the tailor gave you somebody else's coat. That's called Nizchal Fuloi Kalim Di Kalim, the day Suman. By the tailor, he gave you back the wrong coat, the wrong suit. The locker is Hareze Yishtamish Behen. You're allowed to use this suit, you're allowed to use it. Achiyovri Haloi Vitalashaloi. Until the person that took your suit, it comes back and gives you your suit back, and then you give them back your suit. But you have a right to say it was a mistake. They changed it around. A mistake was done here. So in the meantime, you have a right to use that suit. That's the case here. You have a right to use the suit in between. And the chiddush is that it's not considered like a shoyl shalemi das. But usually you're not allowed to use somebody else's chaytzim without his permission. That's called a shoyl shalemi das. Here, no, we'll soon see why not. Here it's mutter. Now, what's going to be though? The days of Ovel of the Beis HaMishtah, let's say you went to Menachem Ovel, or you went to a Beis Mitzvah Chasna, you went to Bar Mitzvah, and there you change coats with somebody else, and you come up with somebody else's coat. Here the locker is, Hareze lo yishtamish behen. Here the locker is, you're not allowed to use it. It's lo yishtamish behen. Achiyovai haloi v'itel ashaloi. Until whoever took your coat is going to come back and give you that coat, and then you could use your coat. But kolzaman now you don't have yours, you have somebody else's. If you just exchange by chasno or by beis oval, you have no permission to use that coat, that suit. Because here it's called Asher Shalemidas. This is called Shalemidas. So Mari asked the question, Maishina Reisha, Maishina Seifa. It's so like, what's the difference? How come in the Reisha we say you're allowed to, look, it's also called a Sheol Shalemidah. Like it's not your coat, and your coat somebody else has. What's the difference if the tailor or the cleaverman gives it to you to use? Or whether you take it by mistake by yourself, by the chasna, or by the base oval? So Mari says, Oh, my Rav, Hevi Yasiv, no kai me de chavivi. I was once sitting in front of. Chaviv, he means my uncle. And the Yomali, he told me like this, that like it happens sometimes that when you give a suit to the cleaners, the owner tells the cleaners, listen, sell it for me, I don't want it back anymore. I give you permission to sell it. So therefore, when the tailor gives it to you, like he has a right to give it to you. Rav Ban says, Omer Rav Chiya, Tam de Reisha Bolafarish, Maishtam Miseifam, Vichiyeno de Mosim in Zihilkach. Equal of aim, we have right to say, Shoumen Mochor Talis Achas, Shu Misakem Benisus Balabai, She Tibulo de Mochroi. That the Umen, the tailor, had a right to sell a suit. One suit the owner told him to sell this suit. The Toyumen, now the tailor's made a mistake, Omochor Talis Shoze, and by mistake he sold your suit. And Venoisenloi Talizumi Das Achiatsuloi. And now he's giving you the suit that he was supposed to sell. So the Umen Lamaisa has the right to give that suit away. Because the owner of that suit told the tailor to sell it for him. So whatever the tailor does with it is good. So when the tailor gives you the coat to use, you're allowed to use that coat. Because you have a right to say it's not like called Shalemi Das. Like maybe the tailor has the right to give away that coat. The Chivon Dimidaita Nosloi responds to since he gave it to you, Bidas. Mutal Ashtamish Bo. You're allowed to use it. Mashen can be Sobu Besamishta. Mashen can be go to a chasna and over there your coat gets mixed up. Or you went to a base oval and your coat got mixed up, and then nobody gave it to you. Just you took it, or somebody by mistake took your coat, okay? But that gives you no permission to take the other person's coat. It happens sometimes. You go to a mitzvah not here in New York, and you go with coats, and you come to go home and your coat's not there anymore. Somebody else took your coat. They say, no, I'm not going to take his coat already. He took my coat, I'll take his coat. That's not halacha. I'll be halacha, l'churi, now I'll take his coat. It's called the sheresh, l'churi, das. Even though he took your coat, you have no permission to take his coat. Unless you're going to say, it's in the case of a non-sadi, the balabos won't mind. He'll say, for sure, I'll let you do it. Like, if you know, like, he took your coat, so normally it could be a thing like this, that the guy figures, listen, I have a coat. The poor guy stuck in shul is freezing outside, has no coat. So he wouldn't mind if you take on his coat also. Like, he's having enough of your coat, you could use my coat. Then it would be mutter. But if we know for sure that Ranan Sadi, like the owner would be nizor, we hold that for right. Now, call for him in a normal case here, it's saying, Stam, if you got ticked off somebody else's coat by the base of the base of Mishnah, you're not allowed to use it. Menastam, nobody gave you permission to use it. It's called the Shol Shalom Midas. You have no right to use it. Oh, Maradchiyo. Braid Rav Nachman. Loishon Elohu. It's only if the tailor himself gave you the coat. Like then we say maybe gave it to you Brishus. Avon Ishto Yubonu. But let's say the tailor's wife or the tailor's children gave it to you. Loi, then you have no right to use it. The response says, maybe they made a mistake, like they had no right to give it to you. Therefore, the wife and children, you can't take it from. Now, even when the tailors give it to you, the human himself gives it to you, it was only said that you have permission to use it, where he said, listen, take a talus. Since he tells you to take a talus, then would you say, maybe the tailor meant to say, you could take this one and use it. Shvan says, Lemoran dim nosan hu. Then when the tailors give it to you, mutlish damish veil the yomale hele talizu. Vikul mei vel hoch yomale talisko. Shein zu shaloi, o midat nosan loi. As if his stam says, take a talis. So you could say the tailors know that really it's not your talis. He knows it's somebody else's. But he has permission to give away that guy's talis. Then it's okay. Avu talisko. But if the tailors say, listen, this is your suit, take it home. Here's your coat, take it home. Then, loy, then you have no permission to use it if it's not yours. Because since the woman is saying clearly, take your suit, and there's the woman is not like giving you somebody else's. The woman, mamish, made a mistake. He really thinks this is your coat. And if you know it's not, so you're using somebody else's without permission, that's a shor shalom yidat, you have no right to use it. First, loy, hi, love, talis, didehu. But it's not your talis. And therefore, you have no right to use it. It's called like a shoyel shloim midas. Oh, malay abayin l'rovo, abayin said to rovo, tokom, ach v'lecho, let me show you, ramoy de pupadisa. Let me show you some trickery things that the people of pupadisa does. The ramoy de pupadisa. So let me show you the trickery. You have to be careful for these people. Mayavdi, what do? That, oh, malay, havli sabaloi. The owner of the suit, coat, comes back to cleaners and tailor says, listen, give me back my suit. The tailor says, listen, you never gave me a suit, what do you want from me? Got the wrong store. So the owner says, what do you mean I never gave it to you? I have Adim so that you were using it, you had it. So the tailor says back, no. That's a different suit, that's not the one I have right now. So the one that I was using is not your suit that I'm you. I was using somebody else's. Your suit I never took. So the Balabas still says, listen, Afkino, okay, but take out that suit you were using. Then no, let me see it. Let's see if it's really my suit or not. Oh, my lady, to the table.